The Back Porch USA, That's My Tune, is brought to you by Anchor FM, your all-in-one podcasting resource. Good evening, folks. You are listening to The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. The one, the only, Luke Eller here, your host. Glad to be back with you. Glad to be back in the saddle. Last week was a bummer and a half, boy, I tell you. But that is not why we are here. We are here for some weird shit, right? Am I right? I know I'm right. I just know I'm right. It doesn't matter. Anyways, our first one up on the board for today is interesting. It's interesting. I went to the doctor and I said, "Doc, I can feel my spidey senses tingling." And the doctor looked at me and he said, "No, that's just the black widow bite." And such is the case for three young Bolivian boys who decided to let a black widow spider bite each of them in order to gain Spider-Man-like abilities. Now, folks, the world is full of meatheads, and normally, and you know I'm gonna make fun of this because you gotta be a goddamn moron to let a spider bite you. But kids will be kids, and they will believe the dumbest shit, whether or have been told. My daughter, for one, believed that 1 + 1 = 4 for the longest time because my beautiful darling wife told her that 1 + 1 = 4. Anyways, getting back to the kids. So these loving young children wanted to become Spider-Man. They wanted superpowers. It didn't work that way, though. According to Bolivian newspapers, El Deber, the three brothers, 8, 10, and 12, wound up in the hospital after being bitten by black widow spiders. All three of them. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about it, it's gross. Coerced a spider into biting them by putting it onto their skin and prodding it with a stick. You gotta be a complete moron. I'm not a big fan of spiders. I don't mind them. I think they're fantasizing. I am not fantasizing about spiders. No, they're fascinating creatures, but so I'll be right back after a message from this week's sponsor, which I just happened to read. They did this for a period of about 10 minutes, I guess. And after 10 minutes, they found the boys' parents found them in sheer pain and rushed them to the hospital. Unfortunately for these poor boys, luck is not on their side in this. They wind up coming out unscathed. I'm gonna ruin it. I'm gonna give you the brain buster. I'm gonna, you know, just drop the bomb on you here. They are alive. First they were taken to La Lagoa, where the conditions continued to worsen. Day two, they were suffering horrible with muscle pain, sweating, fever, and tremors. So they were transferred to La Paz Children's Hospital. And finally, on day three, they were finally began to look on the upside after having serum, Black Widow serum, applied to the wounds. They were finally discharged on May 20th. Yeah. Parents, watch out for your kids. Kids, stop being fucking stupid. Straight up. Just stop being stupid. Stop eating Tide Pods. It's not cool. Don't listen to your friends. Don't let them convince you into doing anything of the sort that is stupid. Use your brain. As my father would ask me, if your friends jump off a cliff, would you follow? That's my meat burger for the night, folks. I was going to do two, but we're running up out of time here. I am at a 6-minute mark, which means you've been listening for almost 7 minutes now. All right, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for bearing with me as I get back into the saddle and back to my regular self again. With that, y'all have a blessed night. A good night. Be safe out there. And spread the peace. Spread the peace, y'all. Eller out. Catch you on the flip side. Tonight's song was Country Road by Jack Johnson and Paula Fuga. Performed by Jack Johnson and Paula Fuga. Provided by RiseUpAndSing.org. With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA. You know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, thebackporchusa@gmail.com, with your feedback, stories, ideas, and hashtag meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.